Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head to Kauffman Stadium and hear what Ned Yost has to say.
In a second, is that where you want him long term?
Probably. Yeah, I think so. It's a twofold move a little bit because I want Mondi long term hitting three. So, you know, I could have put him into a situation where, you know, we could have hit him seventh or ninth, but I've never done that. You know, I figure you look at Nicky's minor league numbers, he's always been a high on base, a high contact guy. You've got Witt and Nicky conceivably are going to be able to score runs. Mondi and Gordy are at the top of the league in RBIs. So that's what you want. You want guys to get on for your run producers and let them drive them in. So, you know, Nicky's going to eventually get there in a week or so anyway, so just go ahead and start him out there. That's always been my philosophy.
What do you like about his game? I mean, you've seen him the last couple of spring trainings.
I like the fact that he pays attention. That's what I like. Spring training, you know, we would go and play, you know, like the Angels, and everybody'd be sitting on the bench when, you know, Mike Trout came up, except for Nicky Lopez. He was watching every move. Nicky never, ever stopped watching. Nicky was never not paying attention to the game. He's got great work ethic. He's got great tools. He has an idea of what he wants to do offensively. And now you just let him, I mean, he'll have growing pains up here. He just, like, he's a young kid. He's not, you know, he's not, as I said earlier, Abraham Lincoln coming to do the Gettysburg Address. You know, he's gonna have his ups and his downs, but, you know, he's done everything in the minor leagues to, you know, prepare himself to be here.
What's the Abraham Lincoln at home?
Everybody's all fired up for him to be here. They want to see it. They want to hear it, right? Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
A little bit. It's just a random reference.
Well, of course it's random. Yeah, of course it's random. I mean, you know, it's the stuff. You know, just let the kid come up and play. You know, let him come up and play, and he'll be fine.
You do understand the excitement, though. I mean, there's a lot of fans that watch the minor league numbers, probably more than they used to, right?
Yeah, I respect that. But I've got a job to do myself, right? And my job is to keep all that away from him, all right? Because I need him to produce. I need him to be the best that he can be. And I don't need him wrapped up in all that. I understand where they're coming from. They're excited. I'm excited, too. But, you know, my job is to protect these guys so that they're able to produce at the highest of their ability. So that's where I'm coming from.
Does his game remind you of anybody's?
You know what? Nah, I mean, that's probably a fair question, but sitting here trying to think of somebody's game, it reminds me of. He's just a very solid player. So, you know, I think he's gonna be up here. He's gonna play and have fun.
What did Dayton mention that you guys, like, first he thought maybe it'd be a little bit longer with Nicky, and then you guys talked and maybe that decision got, what was that conversation like about Nicky and bringing him up?
Well, I mean, yeah, we had talked 10 days, 2 weeks earlier than that, and, you know, our plan was to bring Nicky up in the middle of June or maybe even the 1st of July, depending on how he was doing and how we were doing. And Dayton just came in and said, what do you think about bringing Nicky up now? And I'm like, you know, man, let's go ahead and do it, you know, might as well. We're infusing somebody who's hot. When you bring somebody up, you at least want him to be hot. He was hot down there, swinging the bat really, really well, playing really well on defense. And, you know, you look at our lineup, and we really have been struggling in the bottom third of our lineup offensively. And you want to try to create some sequence offensively. And having Nicky in the lineup now kind of lengthens the lineup a little bit. And, you know, we talked about how much we both of us believe in this team as an organization and what they're able to accomplish. And, you know, if we can, two games under 500 now, if we can finish three or four games over 500 this month, and, you know, five games over 500 next month, and another four games under over 500 and then another four games over 500. We're going to be at 500 in the middle of August going into September, and who the heck knows what can happen. So, you know, it's just try to give us ourselves the best chance to win right now. And there's a lot of things that still have to happen. We got to throw more strikes. We got to quit walking, guys. You know, at least, you know, it's a little more offense and length in the lineup. So.
The other side of that is Witt's going to be playing more outfield now. He's told us before in there that, bottom line, he's sick of losing. Anything that's going to help this team is good.
What, no doubt.
Did you have a conversation with Witt about this?
Of course, I had a conversation.
How'd that go?
Great. And Witt, it was a two-minute conversation. I'm willing to do whatever we need to do. I can handle any position on the field, and I'll be willing to play wherever you want me to play. Simple as that.
What changed for you guys? You just said 10 days, 2 weeks before you got in July.
I've never in my life come in and demanded that Dayton makes a move, ever. I've never come in and said, look, we need to get this guy up there. I've never done it. And the reason I've never done it is because Dayton thinks about our team 24-7. I mean, me, I take the 25 guys, try to stay focused on what we got here to win ball games every day. He thinks about this organization short-term and long-term. And, we had talked about it. He was dead serious when he gave those interviews 3 days before, whatever, that we weren't going to make the move with Nicky. And we had talked 10 days earlier, and, our conversation was we're going to wait on Nicky. We've got Whip playing second, and hopefully, we were hoping that some guys would pick it up and some guys would start getting going and create more offense. We'd start winning more games, and it just got to the point where, he just felt that our best move was to go ahead and bring up Nicky right now. And of course, I agree. So it was a conversation that we talked about all the pros and the cons, and there wasn't many cons and a lot of pros, and let's go ahead and do it now.
Tonight you got Danny going. He's really looking good this last few starts. He's really good last week. He's looking like what you guys expected.
Danny's really been throwing the ball well. He's been executing well. He's been, he's back to kind of being Danny. He's really establishing his fastball, throwing it for strikes. Breaking ball and changeup have been very, very effective for him. He's done a great job of changing speeds. But, location has been really, really good. Yeah, that's just a sign of him being healthy and being strong and getting back in the swing of things. So that's all good news for us.
Ned, you managed your first game with the Royals 9 years ago today. You've seen, we've got a picture of Mitch on the top step as a player. Now he's your first base coach. You've seen guys retire. You've seen guys get married, grown up, win championships. Man, what have these 9 years meant to you?
I don't know what they meant to me because I've never really been, a guy to sit back and think of what 9 years have meant to me. The only thing that I wanted to do when I got here was help change the culture and help us win a world championship. And we did that. And once you do that, you kind of check that box off, and then you move down to the next box, and that's win another world championship. So I've never really had a chance to sit back and, people congratulate you for winning 700 wins. But that's all team function stuff. That's a product of everybody. That's a product of the front office. Great players. Great coaches. So, I've maybe one day when, I'm all said and done, I can sit back and look at my career here. But right now, I'm just focused on trying to find ways to get back to 500 and get us to the playoffs.
Does anything stand out from that first day? You remember anything in particular?
Not really. It does. I remember we were facing Mark Burley. And I came in and made the lineup up and then went out for batting practice. Right. Came back and looked at the stats, and Willie Blomquist was like 12 for 18 off of Burley, and I didn't have him in the lineup. And I thought, I'm off to a great start. But we ended up winning the game. We came back late.
That was the media availability for Ned Yost as the Royals have called up Nicky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.